We're heading 70 degrees north of the equator to answer our geo quiz today. That puts us inside the Arctic Circle, a place where the days are short and bitterly cold this time of year. Boston Globe reporter Linda Matchin is just back from Arctic Canada. She went there for a close-up view of an unusual circus troupe. Linda, introduce us to Art Cirque. It's a group of acrobats and actors who've been invited to perform at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver.
That's right. Art Cirque is a circus, a very untraditional circus. And they are Canadian, based in the territory of Nunavut, which has 26 very small, very spread out communities. One of these tiny communities is called Iqaluit, and that's their home.
And Iqaluit, Nunavut, is the answer to our geo quiz today. So paint the scene a bit. What's a rehearsal like? What are the members of the troupe like?
Well, they can do juggling, they can do acrobatics, they do something called hand-to-hand, which is that they stand on each other's hands or shoulders. But they also incorporate traditional Inuit art forms such as throat singing and drum dancing. Their performances are very, I guess, unusual to a Western eye. They might do something called Inuit high kicking, which is someone will stand on someone else's shoulders and a person on the ground will kick a toy seal the person on top is holding with a stick, and she'll bring the stick up higher and higher and higher while the person on the ground is leaping with one foot to see how high they can kick. And that is based in a centuries-old Inuit tradition of games and competition. But it's now sort of modernized and become part of a circus.
I mean, the circus sounds great, but it clearly was filling some need or some hole. What's the harsh reality of life in Nunavut?
The harsh reality is evident the moment you step off of the plane. For one thing, there's a very serious alcohol and drug problem. Houses are very small. They're overcrowded. Several families may share one small home with two or three bedrooms. There could be 18 people living there. And it is not uncommon for families to be sleeping in shifts, which makes it very difficult for kids who are in school to stay in school, really, because they may not have enough sleep or they may not have an opportunity to do their work. So once a week now, they are trying to encourage kids to do homework, both so they can learn better, but also so that it'll keep them off the streets. Because really, what kids do is just wander around with nothing much to do. Suicide is a very severe problem in Nunavut. It's higher than the rest of Canada by about 12-fold. And that all stems from a sense of despair and no future. And that's exactly what Guillaume Saladin was trying to address when he started the circus. He wanted to give the kids something to do, and he wanted to give them something to be proud of that was rooted in their own culture.
Given that picture and that bleakness, what's the lasting impression you take away?
One of the things that I really loved about the community was a sense of resourcefulness and the way in which everybody has very little, but they are very rich for their culture. They know how to fix things by themselves. They know how to help each other. They know how to create music. The circus performers themselves recorded a CD that is absolutely lovely. And there's one particular song that I've been listening to since I got back that's really been haunting me since.
Let's listen to that now.
By a woman named Selena Kaluk, who is a circus member. She's singing, and there's a drum dancer in the background. It's a song about a little hungry bird that was taught to her by her mother, and it had been taught to her by her grandfather.
Linda Matchin, just back from Iqaluit, Nunavut, for the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting. Thanks for coming in, Linda.
Thanks for having me.
You can see some photos of Iqaluit and Art Cirque in action at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.